What edition of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio? Wholesalers, you've been out to iTunes? You know I remind you every single time we get together, you got to go to iTunes. When you go to iTunes, put in Wholesaler Masterminds Radio and take me with you. Take these wonderful guests that I bring to you, take them with you as you're running between appointments, because we will fill you with all kinds of outstanding information. And, you know, there's something about information. How do you get information into the minds of your financial advisors and cut through all of the clutter? I think we'll agree, whether you're a younger wholesaler or a 30-year seasoned wholesaler, grizzled veteran of the field, you know what's happened relative to the messaging in our world and how much is coming at us. How do you make sure that your message is actually potentially heard by the audience you want to hear it? I got somebody to talk about that today. Mary Beth Kuzmeski. Now, she is the president of Red Zone Marketing, and if you are a reader of things like the Wall Street Journal, the Chicago Tribune, New York Times, Entrepreneur Magazine, Forbes, or if you ever have watched Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS, or locally Chicagoland Wholesalers, WGN, you may have seen Mary Beth. She speaks frequently in front of financial advisors around the world, in fact, around the globe. And she's with me today and with you today to talk about wholesaler attention deficit marketing, as we've coined it in our pre-call. Mary Beth, welcome to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me on today. I appreciate it.
Absolutely, my pleasure. So, give me some ideas. What are we going to do in this quite cluttered world of communication to break through and get our messages heard? Because this is really kind of important stuff for our wholesalers.
It is very important stuff. Well, one of the things is that today, the attention span is 17 seconds. And I would venture to say that financial advisors' attention span is even less than that. So what does that mean? That means that the message that we used or the strategy that we used 5 years ago or 10 years ago as a wholesaler needs to be better than it was 5 or 10 years ago, because people are paying less attention. They've got their BlackBerry buzzing. All sorts of things are going on. They've got 200 emails coming in their email inbox. And whatever you say has to stand out in a different way than it did before. Not for the wholesale, not for the financial advisors that don't have very much business. They'll always see a wholesaler. It's for the ones that you really want to get in and see, and you want them to do more business with your product. Those are the ones that are harder than ever to get in front of when we have to be better than ever.
Let's talk a little bit about the messaging then. You know, one of the things I've been doing recently with my clients as we talk about better messaging is good brevity, right? How can we put more words, that is to say, more concise messaging into less words is the more appropriate way to say it. And I equate it to Twitter. I mean, even if you don't have a Twitter account, if you go to Twitter, you're forced to put your message into 140 characters. And it's amazing how much information you can jam into 140 characters if you try. How do you suggest we address this notion of 17 seconds of attention span? How do we make the most of our 17 seconds?
Well, number one, I mean, there's a couple things to this, but number one, we have got to be so prepared. You can't just go in and wing it, because even though, and most wholesalers I know that are halfway decent, and especially the ones that are really great, can go in and wing any meeting. However, today, if we wing it, we have the potential of talking a little bit longer than we would have, or a little bit, you know, you look back and you go, boy, I probably shouldn't have said all that stuff, or how did I get on that tangent? Being really, really prepared is such an important part. And the other thing is that we've got to know that what we say has to resonate with them. And most of the time when we go in and we talk to somebody, we're talking about what? Ourselves, our products, who we are, what we're trying to do, and what that might do for you, Mr. Advisor or Ms. Advisor. But if you start it off and the focus is on them, it changes everything. I'm listening if you're talking about me. I may not be listening as much if you're talking to me. And so if you think about that difference, if you make it about them, they listen. If you make it about you and your products and all the stuff that you're doing, and boy, I've seen so many wholesalers do that in presentations, get up and talk about well, you know, here's a picture of my family and here's this and here's that. That's all great and everything. But what is that going to do for me as a business owner, a financial advisor, and someone who's trying to help my clients?
So as I'm listening to what you're saying, there's the art of finding the right level of connectivity via common ground, but the angle of approach that you're saying is so very critical is keeping the emphasis on them versus us.
That's right, and you can only do that if you're prepared.
So give me some bullet points about preparation. If you're recommending your red zone marketing 3-point plan for being the best prepared you can possibly be, what are your gotta do's?
Well, the first thing is to treat every appointment. I call it like the senator meeting. So when I know a senator in Wisconsin, Senator Herb Kohl. He also owns the Milwaukee Bucks. And when we go to a Milwaukee Bucks game, my kids and I, since they were little kids, we would prepare to sit next to the senator watching his basketball team with unbelievable amounts of detail. We would, in the olden days, we would get the newspaper and we would go through and talk about, okay, so all the players, where do they go to college, how much do they weigh, what's their average right now, and we would have a quiz before and on the way up to Milwaukee and all of that stuff to make sure that that my two kids, myself and my husband, we could give you any stat on the Milwaukee Bucks because it was that important to us that we knew what we were talking about. Now, you know, we're meeting with a U.S. senator. We're going to take that kind of effort behind a meeting like that. What if we took that kind of effort or had our internals help us do that kind of effort every time we went to see somebody? So, for instance, number one, something simple, let's pull their run report. Let's see how much business they've done with us. And let's know that going into that meeting. And that might sound weird, like, of course we're going to know that. But a lot of times, that's just one of the things that, you know, we're trying to pull up on our Blackberries. We're walking into the meeting. How much business has this guy done? Having it prepared so that we can prepare for every single meeting as if it is a senator meeting. And I think that preparation comes, you know, you go, well, I don't have that kind of time. But preparation comes with time. But if you get good at what I'm trying to prepare for and what conversations that I want to have and what information that I already know about this guy or this woman going into that meeting, it's a lot better. So we look at the preparation as simply spending a few minutes for every single appointment and going in there. Now, you say, well, I'm running 5-6 appointments a day. There's no way I can do that. Either A, you're not seeing enough top producers, or B, you've got to spend time, you know, early in the morning or the night before to be able to have that preparation, because we know that the meetings go so much better when the relationship with that advisor is the number one concern.
So let's, for those wholesalers that haven't had a chance to see some of what, because we agree at Wholesaler Masterminds wholeheartedly with everything that you're speaking about. Just wholesalers, a couple things to jot down. One, you got to be able to use LinkedIn, right, Mary Beth? I mean, you got to be able to use LinkedIn for the goodness of the information, the intel you can get on a financial advisor.
Yeah, it's a great place. LinkedIn is good. Their website is probably still better because a lot of financial advisors are 10 steps behind in their social media. So yes, LinkedIn, but even better, you got to look at their website. And hopefully in a year or so with the broker-dealers and the wirehouses and everybody else coming full circle and deciding that social media is okay to participate in, you might find more full-bodied descriptions of their business on LinkedIn. But you got to go to LinkedIn. You got to go to their website and really figure out what it is that they do.
Right. So I'll actually throw a third one on the stack. So there's LinkedIn. There's a broker website, and I think we know together, Mary Beth, that if a wholesaler is looking for information of a financial advisor that works at a wirehouse, less information. Independent planning firm, more information. A bank, forget about it. Having said that, the other place to look is FINRA Broker Check. So there's three places that you want to make sure you're looking, wholesalers: LinkedIn, FINRA, LinkedIn, their website, and FINRA Broker Check, because any one of those will be able to give you some insights to address what Mary Beth is talking about, which is the be preparedness, yes?
Yes, absolutely, because that preparedness tells them that you actually think that they're pretty important. Do they think they're important? Yes, they think they're very, whether they are or they're not, they think that they are very important, and the bigger the broker, the more important they think they are. And if we treat them with the importance that they expect to get or feel like they should get, but they don't usually get it from wholesalers, wholesalers usually come in and just talk about their product. Wait a minute, how do you even know anything about my business if I'm even doing product like this? Because the preparation wasn't there. The preparation shows that you actually care. The fact that you care might mean that they might ask you back in the office.
So I want to get a little bit of information about your books. And before we get that information, I want to remind everybody, Mary Beth will be writing an article for the next edition, the summer edition of I Carry the Bag magazine. And you know it's the official magazine of wholesaling. And if you subscribe right now, you'll get your print edition and your digital edition and your online edition. You'll get all the archives. We're going on 2 years. It's going to be a birthday. Please feel free to send any presents that you wish. And you'll also get your internal wholesaler for free. So if you haven't done so, jump out to iCarryTheBag.com and grab yourself a subscription, please. So, Mary Beth, tell me a little bit about the books. I'll post them up on the website. There's two of them, And the Clients Went Wild and The Connectors. So one book is called And the Clients Went Wild, and the other is called The Connectors. Can you give me just a thumbnail sketch of both of those?
Absolutely. The Connectors is, and both of those books were actually just re-released by Wiley, my publisher, in paperback, and they were at airport bookstores every place, which is awesome because people actually buy things in airport bookstores as opposed to the big bookstores, which half of them are gone now, not really buying so many books. But The Connectors is a book about relationship marketing. And every wholesaler is already really good at relationship marketing. This book is written for those that are already good at relationship marketing and those that want to get better. So I interviewed hundreds of financial professionals, CEOs, entrepreneurs, founders of famous companies, people you would know, and I asked them about, not our relationships are important, because I knew relationships were important, I asked them, how do you do it? And the book is filled with the tactical how-tos to have better relationships. We learn how to have, you know, we learn how to sell, and we learn how to ask good questions, and we learn how to do all of those things, we learn how to present our product, but very often we're not learning and keeping at that same high level with our relationships. Either we're good at it or we're not. And if we're not, you're probably not a wholesaler. If you are, can you get better? And the answer is yes. So the book is filled with the tactics of relationship marketing. Things like strategies for listening. And I don't mean like boring, oh yeah, I know I gotta listen better. I mean actual tactics to be able to listen better and to be unique because of your listening skills. Very easy for somebody to do, but you gotta think about it and go through. Another thing is contrarian networking in that book, where talking about different ways of networking and being connected to others, different than just doing the things that you've done before that most of the time as it relates to networking have been unsuccessful. Now, the other book, And the Clients Went Wild, is taking those relationships and taking the Connectors book and relationship marketing and turning them into more. So getting those people, those advisors that you're working with, to say, you know what? You need to go talk to this big producer. You need to go to talk to this big producer. And passing your word along. Oh, my gosh, you guys, we've got to get you in front of our national meeting or whatever it is. How do we get them to become fans and to pass the word along? And that book, And the Clients Went Wild, is about becoming more memorable as a wholesaler, as a firm, as a person. How do I become more memorable? How do I get people to talk about me? How do I get them to remember me when they're getting ready to do a product, as opposed to, you know, thinking of the last person who was in? I want them to think of me, and there's strategies that we must do today that are different. So that book is filled with marketing strategies and things that you can do personally and in a marketing way to be more memorable.
Mary Beth, we have put more content into the last 14 minutes than you could possibly shake a stick at. Wholesalers, when you go out to iTunes and subscribe to Wholesaler Masterminds Radio, do me a favor, leave a rating. Let's get a nice 5-star rating on that bad boy, shall we please? And let's give a warm Wholesaler Masterminds Radio thank you to Mary Beth Kosmeski. Thank you for being here.
Thank you very much.
I appreciate it so much. Wholesalers, we'll see you next time on another episode of Wholesaler Masterminds Radio.